Hi guys, Tiz, your girl Growls here, aka the chick that sometimes maybe sort of posts feel good stuff on Tuesdays. Anyways, so I haven't done a questionnaire in a long time, and I saw that my favorite shark around, the best little shark in town, actually posted a questionnaire. So I'm gonna answer it because someone out there is gonna be interested and hear me ramble and sound like a moron. So who am I to deny you that? Am I right? Am I right? Okay, this is what happens when you drink too much coffee in a day. Okay, let's do this. Let's read the little preamble. Hello, GWA backstage. That's not what she sounds like. I'm the worst. I'm back with another questionnaire. I've revived another penny for your thoughts, if you will, as we welcome my favorite season, Autumn. Okay, number one. Based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? I forgot who told me this once. Oh, God, I feel like it might have been Emerald if I was somebody. Ugh. I forgot who it was. But they called me a sexy little gremlin, and I still don't understand what that means. Like, I don't know, but that's what I think my costume would be. Okay, two. Do you celebrate Halloween growing up? Did you go trick-or-treating? Yeah, I did. Didn't really go all that often, like once middle school hit, 'cause like you're too cool for that stuff. Why would you do it? Stupid shit. I think the last time I went was, it was a senior in high school. Hey, dude, actually that year, like almost nobody went trick or treating. And it was like I think like 8 or 9 when we stopped and we were like hitting up the last houses, and some people were just like, oh my god, you're like the first trick-or-treaters we've seen all night. And they just like emptied their fucking their giant buckets of candy into our bags, and I was like, this is so worth the 90 cavities. It's not, people, take care of your teeth. Okay, describe the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn. Sexy bedroom costumes count. Okay, I'm gonna tell you about the most inappropriate one that I've worn, because I don't really like, I love Halloween, not as much as I love Christmas though. So Mako, if you have a Christmas questionnaire, girl, I will fuck it up, but it's not Christmas time yet, it's Halloween time. So I don't know how I even got this. It's just one of those things that just appears in your room one day. It's like a sexy French maid outfit, and I wore this when I was like 15. So that was very interesting Halloween, and I wore high heels. I looked like a goddamn hooker. That was not something 15-year-old Growl should have worn. Anyways, yeah, I don't really have favorite costumes. I kind of suck at costumes. It's Harley Quinn for one Halloween. Yeah, I know, you guys. I know how terrible and cliche it was. And I'm not gonna be that bitch and be like, I liked her before she was cool, because I hate people that do that. It's like really annoying, is what it is. But yeah, I only did that because she's like one of my favorite super villainesses. Villainesses, no, it's not super vi- I was gonna say superheroes. She's one of my favorite villainesses. I really liked, she broke up with the Joker and everything. My point, actually, Poison Ivy's my favorite, but my point is, I actually dyed my hair pink and blue that year. Actually, it was purple, but it started to fade to blue. So I was like, this is low effort, I'll do this. Whatever. Okay, four. Mummy, werewolf, vampire, mermaid, slash merman. Which would you rather have sex with and why? Ooh, this is a good question. Ooh, I'm not gonna do the mummy. Although, what's his face? Oh my god. Was it Billy Zane in the mummy? Was it? I feel like it was Billy Zane. No, it might have been somebody else, but that dude was hot as fuck. But when he wasn't a terrifying otherworldly creature. Oh my god, let's talk about the fucking mummy, you guys. Brendan Fraser can get it. Whew, okay. werewolf, vampire. I'm gonna go with werewolf, 'cause, I don't know, it just seems hot. I don't know, vampire, I'd just be terrified that they're gonna, like, suck my blood if I ask them to bite me. And that's cool, it's just not my thing, you know? It's okay, vampire lover. You can find somebody else. Just not me, man. Not me. Werewolf? I don't know. I mean, I probably wouldn't fuck him during the full moon. Or I might. I don't know. How dangerous do I feel? I don't know. Yeah, werewolf. I'm gonna go with werewolf? Their wolf. I'm so fucking funny, you guys. Okay. yeah, werewolf, because I don't know. I feel like you could get some, like, you could get real animalistic there. Alright. 5. What is your favorite film or TV show to watch around Halloween? Okay, I cannot let a Halloween pass without watching Hocus Pocus or any of the Halloween Town movies, okay? And I'm not gonna watch the fucking Halloween Town where they fucking replaced her, okay? Where they replaced Marnie. Do they think that we didn't fucking notice? I noticed, okay? She was my heart. She was my pearl. I'm still upset about this. I am 22 years old and I've never gotten over this. Okay. Calm down. Calm down, Carlos. Okay. I actually really love horror movies, so, the original Halloween and Scream, because, hello, Wes Craven is amazing. Ooh, Tales from the Crypt, The Crypt Keeper? Yeah. And, there's another one, there's another anthology, Tales from Dark Side. Do you enjoy the following? Oh god, it's, my windows are open and it's so loud outside, but I don't want to get up because I like the fresh air, because it's actually starting to get cold around here. Suck my click. Southern United States weather. Okay. West Coast weather. West Coast. I'm not in the south. Okay. Do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin carving, costumes, people asking for free sweets, candy. What do you like about autumn? What's your favorite sweet / candy? Never been to pumpkin patches. I think I went to pumpkin patch when I was, like, in elementary school. Never been to a corn maze, and I feel like that would scare the crap out of me, and I'd get claustrophobic, and you'd find me, like, not even 10 feet in, just crying. I'm like, get me out of here! So that's sad about corn mazes. I've never had a pumpkin spice latte that I like, which prepare to kill me now, but I really like pumpkin pie spice creamer. That shit could just inject that motherfucking shit directly into my veins. That's what I live for. Never carved a pumpkin, which I should probably do that. I love costumes. People asking me for free sweets / candy. You know something? If it's like any other time of year, not really. Actually, if I'm drunk, I'll give anyone anything. Not in a creepy, rapey way, but if someone's just like, do you have a hairband? And I usually don't, because I usually use bobby pins. I'll find a fucking hairband. I'll find you that tampon. I will find you that water bottle. I will give you that taco, bitch. Anything you want. I almost always have candy in my bag when I go out, so it's not for me. I just chew gum. That sounds terrible. But there's almost always somebody that forgets to eat. One of my friends forgets to eat, and they always need, like, a little sugar so we can get them some food. So, I like to carry candy on my person on occasion. Yeah. That's happened a lot during the school year. It's only, like, a month and a half into the school year. My class friends need to prepare better. Okay. What do I like about autumn? The freshness in the air, the cool crispness. I can't fucking English today, you guys. That's what I like. I like how it gets dark earlier. I like how everything gets a little spooky. You know, there's always that, like, slightly spooky vibe around October. I like pumpkin pie spice, bitches. I'm here for that shit. I am here for that. I love being able to get lattes in the morning. Look, your girl fucking loves chai tea lattes. She will get up at 5 a.m. to fucking get one from Starbucks. Overpriced as shit. And I know I can make them at home. It's not the same, okay? Effort, you guys. Everything tastes better when someone else makes them. Okay, it's not my point. But I don't get them that much because they're hot, obviously, and it's not always time for a hot latte. And I know you can get them iced, but it's not the same. It's not. And I will suck that goddamn latte, that iced latte down in like 2 seconds flat, so I need to get the hot one. I need to pace myself or it's just gone like that, and then I just drank $5 instead of savoring it over the course of an hour and a half. Whew. What's my favorite sweet / candy? I really love Reese's Cups. Like, I will fucking put out for Reese's Cups. That's not even get me drunk and I'll suck your dick for Reese's Cups. I'll do it, man. And I don't know what that says about me as a person. I don't really care, but I fucking love Reese's Cups. Whew. Okay. tell us a good Halloween joke or a funny Halloween story. I don't know, guys. I'm still pretty much coasting from the werewolf, therewolf. I crack myself up. Oh God, this is why I'm single. Okay, I don't have a lot of funny Halloween stories. Yeah, I have a lot of funny Halloween stories. Maybe that'll change this year. We'll see. yeah, I'm sorry. I should have read these questions before I answered them. Okay. Tell us a funny story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or autumn in general. Oh, another thing that I like about autumn, the rain. The rain. Such a sucker for the rain. Yeah. Oh, I gotta listen to Pierce Mill now. Okay. Oh man, I really should have read these questions because the next one. Okay. Fun story about myself that October. What did I do during October? Okay. This is like a couple years back. I worked at a big box Halloween store. And I was like friends with my coworkers because I'm a generally friendly person. I'm weird, but you know, I can make friends. I can be human, you guys. I can interact with others, in the work setting. And, yeah, and we went to a party, and I never hung out with coworkers outside of work before. And this is actually a huge reason. The story right now is why I don't anymore. We went to this party of another coworker, and it was really boring, but we were really drunk. We got real fucking drunk, and we got high as shit. I was goddamn gone. And then our coworker drove us home, and he was equally plastered, so I don't know how the fuck I didn't die. So, don't fucking drink and drive. Don't get high and drive. I don't care if you're a better driver when you're high. You're not a better driver when you're drunk. It's the same goddamn thing. God. Yeah, that was a scary night, but it was actually really fun. I think I almost had a three-way that night. Oh, the things that could have been. Okay. So sing a Halloween-inspired song or read us a short Halloween-inspired poem. If you can do neither, recommend a song or poem. Why do I not know any Halloween songs? I don't know, the only thing that's coming to me is like that little bit from Hocus Pocus. I think it's Bette Midler that's singing. It's like, I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. And that's the only part that I know, because I don't remember songs. Or I don't, how the fuck do I not remember that song? That's an iconic song. Ugh, I'm mad at me now. Okay, if you could go trick-or-treating with three other GWAers, who would it be and why? Understand, you may not want to answer this, or that the blatant answer is everyone in our community, of course! So, as a bonus question, what beverage or dish do you treat yourself to during autumn? I'm gonna answer that question, too. Okay, who could I... Okay, I would love to go trick-or-treating with, of course, my favorite little shark ever, A Smile, oh my god. Little Mako, you. The next person is A Smile. And, okay, I'm actually gonna name, like, five people. And it's gonna be, Frantic Tumble, that's my girl, or my boy, Candidly Curious Cutie. I always fucking forget how to say her username, or I always fuck it up somehow. I really like Delphi. I think she's super dope. Pretty sure we'd get like wicked wasted together and it'd just be horrible trick-or-treating. She'd probably hold my hair or something. She wouldn't. She'd just leave me. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah, Delphi. And, I'm gonna go with Throw Away Your Lust, because I think she's super rad. Yeah. Or Southern Belle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my bonus question. Beverage or dish that I treat myself during autumn. So again, chai tea lattes. My shit. Get them with coconut milk, you guys. Get them with coconut milk. I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't get them with, like, regular milk. And I usually get, like, soy or almond, but one day at Starbucks, a barista changed my life because they were out of soy and almond, but they had coconut. And it was the most greatest thing that has ever been down my mouth, including and not limited to foodstuffs. I think I tried to make that sound pervy, but I think I just sound like a jackass. Pumpkin pie too, you guys. It's actually like a huge problem. I can't have pumpkin pie in the house during autumn, because I'll just fucking, ooh, you guys. I have to stay away for Thanksgiving, because I will goddamn inhale pumpkin pie. Every single pumpkin pie, every family-sized pumpkin pie, to me, is single serving during this time. I love pumpkin pie, and it's a huge problem when and when we're trying to have Thanksgiving dinner, and I've eaten the pie. So we have to get, like, 3 pies. Oh, my God, yeah. This is October, though, but pumpkin pie. Love pumpkin pie. I also really love scones during this time of year. Like, really nice. Oh, God, I gotta make some scones. So, anyways, this was Lil Mako's questionnaire, and I hope you enjoyed the fucking 16 minutes of me just rambling on and on and on and on and on and on. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Be safe. Be spoopy. That's right. I said spoopy. Oh my God. Okay, here's a Halloween song. I just remembered because I took 30 Rock off of Netflix, and I'm not going to get over this. Werewolf, bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Okay, there you go. There you go. See, I got a Halloween song for y'all. So yeah, this is your girl Growls, and have a safe night, day, whatever the fuck, you know, time of the 24 hours that we call a day you are in. I don't know. Be safe. Be spooky. Be spoopy. And stay super fly. Bye.